Damo, Hawks coming out this weekend. How are you guys preparing for it?
Like any other team, we'll do the initial review of our previous game and then we'll move on to scouting Illawarra, and obviously the highest scoring team in the league, and they play a pretty up-tempo possession game, just kick it up ahead, shoot some threes, and they got some highly skilled players, you know, Kirk Penny, Kevin Lish and AJ Ogilvie are all capable of winning MVP this season. They've got all three on the one roster, so we've got a big task ahead of us, but in saying that, looking forward to it.
Is it a matter of like shutting down those particular players, or do you, you know, stay with your team, or...?
We'll stick to our, you know, what our strengths are, and we'll try and pressure them in the backcourt, make it a high possession game, up tempo, which plays into their style a little bit. But in saying that, if we can make sure they're shooting contested shots, I think at times they break down offences and they're shooting open shots. I mean, you've got guys capable of putting the ball in the hole as well as they are, then that's why they're putting so many points on the board. So we've got to make sure that all five guys are switched on and know their personnel well, otherwise they will beat us. But in saying that, I'll back us to get up and put on a good performance against Wollongong on Thursday.
Melbourne's on top, but do you see the Hawks as the best team in it right now?
I think those two teams and Adelaide are probably the hottest teams in the NBL right now. Illawarra, you know, Kev Lish is a former Wildcat, former club and league MVP, and he just had 40 points. So, you know, I got to battle against him every day for a few seasons in Perth, and I'm looking forward to that matchup in particular because he's a great guy on and off the court and a hell of a competitor, and obviously he's in hot form right now.
Big win over Sydney, but do you feel like you need to lifted a fair bit from that to be able to beat the Hawks?
I think it's our first game in a few weeks where we've actually played well at both ends of the court. So you go back a few weeks, we put on a good performance offensively against Melbourne, bad defensively, and then we flip that against Cairns, and then finally put both of them together against Sydney and get a 27-point win. So we're going in the right direction, but Illawarra, you know, are one of the hottest teams in the league, so if we're going to beat them, we've got to make sure we put in one of our best performances of the season.
Sorry. You mentioned Kevin Lish. How has he changed since he was at the Wildcats? Have you noticed anything?
He seems to be even more aggressive. Obviously, he was one of our best scorers or best scorer while he was here, but he's taken that to another level. And when you've got, you know, Kirk Penny spotted up on the other wing, Oscar Foreman, these guys are going to go down as the all-time greatest shooters in the NBL. He seems to be embracing that green light that he's got, and he's just maturity. So that comes with age of just playing both in the NBL and the few seasons he spent abroad.
Yeah, as you mentioned, you battled him quite closely while he was here. In terms of weaknesses, what did you pick up during that time?
Oh, there's not many. He's one of the most talented players I've ever played against and alongside, so I'm looking forward to it. But like everybody, there are a few weaknesses, but I can't reveal that. Otherwise, he'll probably work on them this week and be the pure player. So, no, he's a great player, great person, and hopefully we can contain him. Otherwise, you know, like he showed, he's capable of going for 40.
Spoke about obviously doing it at both ends, and Casey Prather was pretty impressive on the defensive end as well on the weekend. Do you take him under your wing at all? Obviously, a defensive player of the year, I think it's what, six times. So, have you given him any insight or at how to tackle this league at all?
In the preseason early on, when we brought him over, I was excited at how good he played at the defensive end. A lot of imports mainly focus on, you know, scoring points, whereas he showed that he could be one of the premier defenders in the league. And I think at times we've gone away from encouraging him to do that, whereas now we're embracing a new style which makes him run and jump, use his athleticism and use his wingspan, and we reap the benefits of it against Sydney. So that'll be an ongoing thing with him, just reminding him, look, you're capable of defending anyone in this league. Let's put you to the test, and there's no better players to try it out against than the people who match up against this week.
How much has he improved, this is Casey, obviously, in his defence since he's got here at the club?
Oh, it's just about knowing his role, knowing when to run and jump, and backing himself. I think, like any young player, especially playing abroad for the first time in an import role, a lot of it's just a maturity thing and a confidence thing, and hopefully those two things are coming along well, and it's showing out on the court at both ends. And he's got so much talent. He's a very special player, and I've no doubt that he's capable of playing in the NBL, and hopefully in the next 6 weeks while we've got him, we can get the most out of him, because like you showed, he's definitely one of the best players in the league.
Matty Knight, obviously rested last week. Where's he at, and do you think he'll come up for Thursday night?
Well, he's actually out watching his wife deliver a baby right now, so it's a very exciting day for Matty and for the club to have a newborn on its way, and Matty will be fine. He had a nice little rest for his shoulder, and he's been one of our best players all year, so between the physical rest and now the excitement of a newborn, now I could see him coming out against Wollongong and get some of his old friends, his old coach, and just having a blinder.
You mentioned a few of the guys that you're coming up against, but they've got a pretty handy coach as well, don't they?
Yeah, exactly right. You know, Bevo and I go back since, 16 years. He was the reason I, you know, quit rugby league and gave basketball a try. So, I always embrace, the challenge of coming up against an old coach, in particular Bevo, who's a friend off the court as well. But there's no better feeling than beating someone like Bevo, because he is so competitive, a close friend, and bragging rights from the line.
How often do you touch base with him?
We check in, you know, once a week, once a fortnight. In particular, if we've had a loss or if I've played poorly, he likes to remind me of my weaknesses. So, he's a good guy, and I look forward to catching him off the court. But in the meantime, hopefully we can sweep the series and move forward and focus on the finals, hopefully.